me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car.
I was
car.
Walking down the street and I saw an event going car. On for podcasters. And I wasn't invited, but I was like, whoa, that's cool. I'm a podcaster. And then I kept walking down the street. I couldn't get in to see the band I was trying to see yesterday. Is called Surfbort. I don't actually know what kind of music they play. I saw it on the bill and I'm like, oh, I have to go see Surfbort. But then it was like $30. So I was like, are we live? Are we gooncasting? One cast, two cast, podcast, goon cast. Good morning, Goonmerica. It is with great displeasure that I must announce we are selling out.
A top of the morning, Gooners. It is with a heavy heart that we tell you it's over. On this St. Patty's Day, we're trading it all in for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm playing along, but...
I don't know. Either we've got like a sponsor... Or maybe we're selling out our values, like we're going to buy a car or we're going to come.
We're going to buy a car.
I think both of those would
come
be
inside of it and make money doing it. I'm going to cash out. I mean, we have to cash out because I don't know if you've seen what's happening to the gas prices, listener, but they're going up. So vehicle miles traveled are going to go down, which is bad for our business. If we can't put more pins on the death map, I don't know what we're going to do. So... We had to buy a car. We had to come in it, and the rest is history.
Yeah, we have to take things into our own hands. I forget what our values are, given that there's so many levels of complexity and irony going on.
I mean, value.
Sometimes I forget what the bit is, and it's that we want to kill more people on the roads.
We need to kill more people on the roads because otherwise we don't have an enterprise. We can't take care of our little families.
We make $1 for every point on the map, but that's actually only $40,000 a year for me and Lucas to share. So we're trying to get those numbers up.
Yeah, we're trying to get more deaths on the streets as quickly as possible, which is why we've had to sell out. So we got a car, we're going to jailbreak the entertainment system so that we, you know, can serve all of our needs. In the car, and we're just going to mow down as many people as we can.
We need to coordinate a brand partnership between Toyota and Nintendo.
The tri-merger of Toyota, Nintendo, and Roadway Report. Are you into bus stuff?
It's already opaque with the whole are you into bus stuff, Roadway Report, are you into bus stuff dichotomy, but...
Just don't email my wife.
I actually, speaking of that, I remembered what the rules for the podcast are.
The first is to take back the streets in the dead of night.
No, that's not one of the rules. Okay, well, I mean, we have
that's
three.
That's not one of the rules.
No, because I have the rules. I have the rules. Rule number one, smoke weed every day. With the rules of podcasting. Rule number one, smoke weed every day. Rule number two, don't email my wife. Rule number three... We had said oink for it, big boy. No, I'm actually blanking now that No, but it's good. It's good. It's a pre-established rule. It's like a rule that had come up before. Oh, no bummers. Yeah, no bummers. Or oink oink for it, pig boy.
Oink for it, oink for it, oink oink, pig boy.
Now that I,
boy,
now that I no think bummers. About it, it's a little more on brand.
Yeah, I mean, no bummers is the hardest one to follow. I think we tread that line pretty closely.
But it's true. It's like a borrowed rule. It's from my brother and me.
Yeah, those guys are great.
It's a good rule for podcasting. No bummers.
No bummers, yeah. No bummers. Because otherwise you're just doing like a radio special.
So I was on a bike ride yesterday, and someone came up to me, and he was like, have you heard of the White Line Foundation? Have you heard of this, Lucas?
I mean, I love cocaine.
No, unfortunately, it's about a dead teenager.
Oh.
Womp womp.
You said no bummers. You said no bummers. You said it.
Exactly. We got to riff. It doesn't matter who dies. We can only riff. We can only riff because we just made $1.
And we got to make more. Okay, so the White Line Foundation.
I remember this traffic death. I remember when this teenage cyclist got hit in Colorado.
Oh, was
Sucks,
it
bro.
Was it Magnus?
Carlson?
No.
Grandmaster?
Grandmaster lost. We should get more money if we kill a grand chess master with our car. Years ago, there were a lot of vigils at the time. I don't think he was
a
teenager.
Yeah, he's got a foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, this is like a kid. This is like a 17-year-old.
Gotcha.
Here, wait, about. Come on. Magnus.
Face.
Oh, Magnus. No, but he's got like a foundation because of the incident. And I'm just looking at their website, and it's like our website, but if we weren't.
All right, and I'm pulling it up.
They're like, we got to end traffic deaths, and they're doing the thing. They're like asking for people's stories so they can tell their stories. They've even got this thing that says, "Don't kill me with a car." Oh, these videos look sad, bro. This is not what we do, but we should be working with these people. We should let other people be sad. Or like make sad stuff, and we should continue to riff.
Indeed.
And we can just see what's more effective.
Yeah, and continue to make more and interesting death maps.
Yeah, bro, I don't know. I think these people are onto something that we are not.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that this is the more standard approach. This is the more liberal approach.
But they're still doing the thing. It's like I see a video that says hashtag don't kill me with a car.
That's good.
Us. That's our message.
Well, yeah, that's everyone's message who's in this struggle. I don't think that that's particularly novel. I would say you'd find this. I mean, I've scoured through hundreds, if not thousands, of websites for advocacy organizations. Everyone is doing this. This isn't unique.
Okay, but when I like talk to normal people, people think I'm insane. So maybe that's just me, right? But it leads me to believe that this is like kind of out there.
So I think you're off. I think that it's the function of the internet that every weirdo can find their home. You know, every gooner can find his cave. Every goonette can find her hole in the ground. And it's the nature of the fact that our digital ethnographies are more powerful than our physical ethnographies, because we can find the communities of people that we align with and that we share ideas and feelings with online. And so you can be like, oh, wow, it seems like these folks really, really get it. And then you go out in public and then you run into those people in your physical ethnography that are, you know, car-brained dum-dums. And it feels like you are alone and that you're a crazy person. And that's why the like echo chamber of the internet makes us feel better. But at the end of the day, I think there's groups of people in every city, in every community that feel this way, that are doing this work. And I think that you're exactly right. Like, though I think your takeaway that this is novel is maybe not spot on, I do think your takeaway that we should keep doing our thing is spot on, because I think what we're doing is different. And maybe I'm contradicting myself, but
I don't know. It kind of seems like what they're doing is maybe a little bit better. Find and organize crash data. Let's see what their data tooling looks like. Initializing AI agent. Ah, fuck. We're fucked, bro. Holy shit. Wait, hold up. Okay, it's connection error occurred. I was afraid that like they were gonna. I was afraid this was gonna be an exact replica of.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
Deathmap. Right. That's what's cool about Deathmap is whenever anyone tries this, it doesn't work.
Okay, it's finally working for me.
So Texas has an increase. Oh my God! So the South is having like an increase in. Oh, this is just pedestrians. Never mind. I could give a fuck.
They do have, I mean, they have some cool dashboards, like at the state level, you click into the state, it tells you that American Indian or Alaska Natives are the most likely to be killed in Colorado, followed by Black folks, followed by Hispanic folks, which is amazing considering per capita, I guess they're per capita numbers. But yeah, whites and Asians, least likely to get hit. I think those kind of takeaways are valuable at a glance.
Yeah, like we should, like, I don't know. It would be nice if Rotary Report had this stuff. I'm just, you know, swamped with my podcast responsibilities. My brother was saying how this is like a failed experiment. The podcast is like a failed experiment. And I said, no, we're experimental. And he's like, no, the experiment has failed. You should stop. You should stop and just make charts.
Just make charts.
And
wow.
I mean, it's true that like we could do a lot of cool stuff with the data, but it's tough to know what to do when our real passion in life is comedy podcasting. We didn't choose this calling. People just started driving at us.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I feel like I say this every other episode or every episode. I have the conversation with people when I bring up that I work on the death map. They say, I mean, this is amazing. I show them the death map. They're like, ooh. They get a shiver down their spine, and they're like, ooh, wow, this is amazing, and it works, and wow, you can drill into the person information, the vehicle tables, you can query records, you can look at the dashboards. They're like, wow, so what's next? Like, how do you guys change this? And I think that's an extremely difficult question to answer. And I think that the answer of making more charts is bullshit, weak, ass, shit. Nick.
I think you're onto something. I think you're onto something. There's not a lot of value that these charts provide.
We know what the problem is and how to fix it.
Right, right. No more research is required.
Yeah, we got it. Make the lane smaller, make the cars smaller, decrease the car's speed, and everything like resolves itself. Decrease vehicle miles traveled, decrease the speed and weight of automobiles, decrease the width of the road.
Okay, this is actually kind of novel, though. I asked it. There's like an AI box, and you put whatever shit you want in there. So I asked it, will an army of gooners take back the streets in the dead of night? And it appeared to use an LLM to find related incidents in the NHTSA FARS dataset, which is the underlying data of DeathMap, which is, I mean, potentially interesting.
What did it give you?
Oh, never mind. It actually just spit out some news articles.
My question,
which is something that we could actually benefit from, some kind of programmatic gathering of articles related to this stuff, because in my experience, it's really hard to find a news article about any given roadway fatality.
Yeah,
I'd say only like 20% get a headline.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the pieces of data detail in their map here is it says in Colorado only 1 in 4 gets coverage. The question that I asked
that's so funny that my estimate is like, yeah, because it's your boy is in there looking for your dead mom.
The question that I asked the chatbot on data.thewhiteline.org, its answer says, I cannot fulfill this request. The question makes an offensive generalization about a group of people.
Wait, what'd you ask it?
I asked it, do gay people like hitting straight people with their cars?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay, I asked it, are there LGBTQ car crashes? And it says, there are reports of car crashes that occurred at or involved LGBTQ events or people. So, the bot knows that gay people do die in car crashes.
I want to see if the bot knows who we are. Is there a map of each individual car crash anywhere? I cannot provide a map of individual car crashes. However, I can search for articles about car crashes and provide information about the locations mentioned in those articles. I mean, dude, this is the sort of thing that makes imposter syndrome go away. Like, looking at other people's data tools.
Yeah.
Despite being a fucking
Yeah, I asked, can you show me every data point on the map? And it said, I am unable to display data on a map. I can provide data points from the index, but I cannot visualize them geographically. So, little AI, Claude, Mr. Claude, Dr. Claude, can't even manage GeoJSON files. What a loser.
Well, if it were a GeoJSON, it wouldn't be rendering at all. I mean, and that actually is probably why it's slow, because that's what he's using. This was built by AI. I feel it. Like, I can feel it by using the page. I don't know why. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, the design is really nice. And then there's little details that are, like, kind of funny.
What is the white line? What does that mean?
The line between you and the cars. The bike lane.
Right.
It's not real.
It's not real, for sure. It's for me, it's an odd I guess, way to call an organization. And shout out these people. Son, I mean, their website rocks.
I think it's
because
their son died because somebody crossed over the line at like 50, 60 miles an hour, right?
Yeah. So what is their core? I mean, let's see. Because this is where it really gets
Take back the streets. Be free, people. Gooners. The government will fall. And we will scoot. We will scoot and we will bike. And we will walk.
Gooners. Yeah. It was Magnus. Poor one out for Magnus. He absolutely was a soul that shouldn't have been lost. So their goals are to work nationwide to push for stronger laws and accountability in every state, provide tools and resources that help communities demand safer streets, build a future where reckless and careless driving is no longer tolerated, and support families and survivors navigating grief and trauma. I think support families and survivors navigating grief and trauma is really important, and I think that's a piece that in the infrastructure of advocacy there is like a gap, and so shout out these folks. I love what they're doing here, but this is where I always get tied up. Build a future where reckless and careless driving is no longer tolerated does not solve the problem.
Right. What is our platform, Lucas? Take back the streets in the dead of night.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day. Cars are for pussies.
Don't email my wife.
Don't email my wife. Certainly don't email my wife. But yeah, driving is for people. I don't know how else to say it. If you can physically leave the house under your own will and you choose to not do so, you're a pussy and your children will be pussies and their children will be pussies. And that is unacceptable. And transformative action begins today.
Transformative action begins with toxic masculinity.
Dude, it feels like AI wrote the copy too. Like, what's real anymore? AI wrote our website, not the part that works, not the map, but and none of the data, all that was done by hand, but like some of the JavaScript, some of the like design elements were vibe coded. So don't at me. My site looks like shit. Dude, our site looks like shit.
I'm going to the nonprofit explorer provided by ProPublica.
We need to steal this exact website. We need to steal this exact fucking website.
It looks like in 2024, they raised $140,000 in contributions. They also had $7,000 that were reported as net inventory sales. I wonder what they were selling. And it looks like they compensated their executive director $41,725. This is for fiscal year 2024.
This website cost 30 grand. I don't know. Maybe 10. I wonder what they used to build this.
I mean,
it's Shopify.
Their step one in their strategic plan is shock people awake, which I think is good.
And give them the shocker.
Yeah, start, and then step two is proof that demands action, and then step three is start an uprising, which I think is brand aligned.
They sell a sign that says, "In this house, we believe that you should get off your damn phone and slow the fuck down." It's really funny.
It's so close. In this house, we believe you should just get out of the car entirely. It's not the phone that kills. It's not the cheeseburger that kills.
Take back.
Take back.
Take back.
You know what these folks...
Take back the streets.
You know what these folks don't get? You want to take back the streets. You want to shock people awake. You want to start an uprising. It's all about the gate.
I'm sorry about... Okay, our visual platform. I'm sorry about your son. Smoke weed every day. Helmets are for pussies. Driving is for pussies. Just because the world is gay doesn't mean that you have to be.
Why the hell are they selling coffee? I don't get it. I don't get that. I don't get selling coffee.
Bro, because it's a business. It's you do the thing. You, like, everything is commoditized. I don't know. It's just like a symptom of our culture. It's not like... Why do we have merch? I don't fucking know.
Well, because our merch is funny. We're not selling coffee. We're not selling coffee that was picked by someone that made like pennies on the dollar for their labor.
I am wearing my An Army of Gooners Will Take Back the Streets in the Dead of Night shirt right now.
There you
and
go.
It's comfortable. It's comfortable. It's affordable. It's sensual. unlike all this stuff. So we got to stop hating on our like on our like aligned nonprofit.
No, we're haters. We're haters. That's our brand.
Son. No, we're not. Okay, who's on the team? Like, who are these people who are purportedly as good as us? first things first. Who are these people who are purportedly as good as us?
Well, it's Jackie, Jill, Dan, Jude, Amadeo, and Mindy.
Naturally.
Because it was Jill Mike who lost their son. And it's heartbreaking. And you know, it was their grief that I think catalyzed this. So I'm interested in what's going on with Jackie. Why did she become the...
No, this is such a good bio. Jacqueline builds companies that challenge the status quo and redefine industries. Her strategic expertise makes her a valued advisor and board member for businesses ranging from startups to Fortune 10 companies. Fortune 10? Jacqueline excels at leveraging cutting-edge technology and activating consumers to drive meaningful change, addressing complex business and sustainability challenges. She's been recognized as an unreasonable fellow for entrepreneurs solving the world's toughest challenges, named one of MO100 top impact CEOs, and featured in Newsweek 13, Tech Innovators Helping to Save the Planet, with an MBA from Darden and a BS in economics from Wharton. Jacqueline is committed to driving positive environmental and social change through innovative approaches to global problems.
So she also, she started in 2024, she works as an executive affiliate at Harvard University. She worked or works at a group called SmarterX, which helps companies know more about consumer products to make, market, and move them better. And then Smarter Sorting, which is an AI tool for regulatory compliance, product data automation, and hazardous waste reduction. So some interesting projects for sure. But I don't know.
I mean, dude, they have the Waymo is giving them money. We need to get someone from Waymo to come on our podcast. And we can call the podcast Waymo Sexual.
I think we've already done
that.
That'll
be the title. Well, no, we've done the bit, but like that'll be the episode name.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what is unique about, maybe not unique, but what I believe in about what we're doing is that we are doing it, we're not doing it in the traditional framework of capitalist pigeonholed nonprofit development. Because there have been organizations. I mean, Mothers Against Drunk Driving began with grieving mothers who wanted to see safer streets. Like, we have decades now of history in our country of people trying to come together around their grief to make these things better. But it constantly gets co-opted by capital to the point where it's ineffectual. And obviously, things have not been made safer. We've made things inside vehicles slightly safer, through marginal safety developments. But for people outside of cars, the situation has only gotten worse. And it's clear to me that following the path that other organizations have followed is only a path to losing control of the nonprofit to the car lobby and the government and not being able to take back the streets. I think if we hold hands with those that currently have the streets, there's no way that we can take it back.
So you're saying we just need to keep pod blasting our delicate listeners and sell dick pills to maintain independent revenue like Alex Jones?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the only way.
I'm on the MAD website now. These guys have some money, right? Hey, you looked up the financials for the other one. Yep. How did you do that?
Projects.propublica.org/nonprofit/search. Or just search nonprofit tax reporting tool, and it's ProPublica one.
No, I typed that in verbatim, because I'm the best.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving, wow, $37 million in revenue in 2024.
If we had $37 million, you know what we would do?
Create a system whereby no one could email our wives.
Yeah, and...
And we take back the streets, baby. Stacey Stewart, the CEO of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, was paid $441,000 in regular compensation, as well as a $25,000 other line.
Holy shit.
It's sickening.
What the fuck?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They had 10 key employees and officers compensated over $150,000.
Yeah, but like, who's on the board? Like, it's got to be Toyota. At this point, it has to be, right?
I believe so. Yeah, it's bought out by the car lobby. That's my strong assumption.
Do they have a partners page? Yeah, partners. Uber. Anheuser-Busch.
Hell yeah.
Anheuser-Busch, Uber, Nationwide. This is good. This is like actually a full list of people who make money off of traffic deaths. Uber, Nationwide, the NFL. Because the NFL is part of the drunk driving-based economy.
Yeah, it's one of the major facets.
It should be completely illegal to drive with any alcohol in your system at all, right? Like, of course you shouldn't be able to operate a motor vehicle while under the influence of any kind of drug. But because we have a drunk driving-based economy, you're allowed to do it a little. because the economy wouldn't work if you couldn't drunk drive. So, honestly, we should just unkink the hose, if you will.
Let the beer flow.
Yeah, I mean, it can't increase traffic deaths more than like 20%. Even if everyone was fully allowed to full drunk drive. Mark my words. You can write that down. You can quote me on that.
I mean, because what percentage of people adhere to the law on that front? I mean, everyone that I know drinks and drives.
Right, drunk driving based economy. What are you doing Friday? Drinking and driving.
Yeah. And these millionaires and billionaires that control Mothers Against Drunk Driving have been operating a psyop against the American people, because how many times growing up, Ben, did you hear, oh, well, never drink and drive? Like going to college, you know, how many times did an adult say to you, okay, well, you know, have fun, drink lots of alcohol, but don't you dare get in a car? And that's not the core issue. The core issue is not drinking. The core issue is driving. People are gonna drink. People are going to party. And our economy functions on that violent principle that they have to drive to get where they're going. If you are drunk and you're walking down the road and you bump into someone, that's rude and annoying and you probably smell bad and, you know, get your life together. But if you do the same thing in a 3-ton vehicle, it's game over for the person that you contact and maybe your life too, because they do prosecute people who kill while drunk more than they do people who kill while sober in cars.
I think it's so interesting that the diversity of industries that actually stand to benefit from drunk driving based economy, in that like Anheuser-Busch and the NFL are sort of in a partnership when you think about it. Like, it's, I don't know if it is the official beer of the NFL, but Bud Light is the official beer of the NFL.
Of America, and yeah.
You can't have the NFL without Bud Light, and you can't have Bud Light without the NFL. There's a conceit that like, oh, well, we can all have a designated driver. You can responsibly fucking crush a bunch of Bud Lights while loving football because we can all be responsible and not drive. And it's like, well, no, everyone drunk drives. Turns out people have places to go and they're drunk because of the NFL. And then Uber and Waymo, it's like, they desperately want to present the narrative that, like you said, driving is not the problem. Driving is not the problem. Drunk driving is the problem. And drunk driving is only like a third of all traffic deaths. All I'm trying to say is 26,000 people a year would disagree with you that like drunk driving is the only problem. All VMT are bad, man. I got on a fucking Uber in Maine. The guy was doing 95. I was saying my prayers. I was like, oh, this is how I go.
I've been in a few Ubers like that.
This is it for me. And then the other big sponsor is Nationwide. It's like, so there's just so many industries that benefit from car-based economy and have a vested interest in keeping things this way. And it does appear that Mothers Against Drunk Driving is one of those things. The list just keeps going. It's like GM, New Belgium Brewing, BP, like seven different injury law firms, more insurance companies, Walmart.
And you, I mean, you go to their website and you see what they're suggesting as a viable solution to the crisis. And they want to put anti-drunk driving technology into cars. So you have to do a breathalyzer on every car, or, you know, prick your finger or whatever, before you drive. Their second solution is ride shares. So shout out their, you know, major donor, the Uber Corporation. I mean, you know, the folks on their board, and I can't prove that they're the donors, but it's a circle of capital, so that the status quo can continue moving forward and the wheel can continue to crush poor people underneath it.
We will resist. We will goon. Gooning is a radical act of self-love, especially the way I do it.
With the car battery?
Yeah.
No, and
oh my god.
I
shouldn't just hate on MAD.
We shouldn't just hate on them.
No, I mean, it is fucked up that, like, it's a Toyota product. It is like, yes, that is fucking dystopian, of course. But that's just so... Every nonprofit in America is like an abstract sort of like the World Foundation. And then you look into what it does and it's like the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely used to that.
Building AI farms in third world communities. Harvesting oil from vulnerable ecosystems.
Okay, here. I clicked on the victim assistance page. Let's see what MAD can do for me. MAD has trained victim advocates to provide services across the country. Our team of compassionate, victim-focused staff and volunteers are available nationwide 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And then victim funds. If you're a victim of a violent crime, you may be eligible for financial compensation. And who's on the board? Who's on the board, Ben? Is it injury attorneys?
Where does it say financial compensation?
Is it ambulance chasers? It's in the victim assistance page under victim funds. And of course people deserve financial compensation when they lose their loved ones. Like, of course they deserve that, and it's so sad. But the people who are on the board of this organization stand to profit from that. The whole thing is so that each of these companies that shill this solution can profit.
Well, we need to make some money.
That's why we got to get more dots on that map. We got to kill more people with cars. We're at least honest about it.
I mean, they have like an intake form. They have a hotline. Should we call the hotline? I mean, we shouldn't call the hotline. Kind of want to call the hotline. Victim funds. You may be eligible for financial compensation. Honestly, though, I was saying injury lawyers are some of the least evil people in this process.
Right, which is saying something.
It really is. When the lawyer is like outclassing you.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. This is pretty funny. I wish we could see who actually gives them money, but it appears to just be insurance companies, Uber. And I mean, I have nothing against these white line people. I think Lucas's criticism is pretty salient, you could say. Who knows if this does anything, man? I don't think it does. And it is funny that they're like, we do this with data. Their website, I gotta be, game recognized game. This website is much better than ours, with the exception of like the data tool.
Yeah, the website rocks. Rest in peace, Magnus. I hope that they find success in their work. And I do see brand alignment, and I support what it seems like they're doing. I'm just skeptical. I'm skeptical that running a traditional nonprofit is the way to fix this problem. Because it obviously isn't working. I think that when you build something that is co-optable by capital, that is going to happen. Whether it helps, I mean, and I think, I guess the trick at that point would be ensuring that the capital that you bring on board is in line with your mission and is actually willing to try to support what the boots on the ground are saying to do, what the gooners are going to tell them to do, not the stupid government. Right.
The government serves the people, damn it.
And, I mean, to their credit, it looks like, you know, they're not raising millions and millions of dollars that they're then shilling back out to their executive director and executive team, right? Like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, compensating these people so richly. And I'm sure there's a lot of work to do. Maybe it's worth $250,000, but that's another thing we can speculate on. So, you know, shout out White Lion for raising some money, selling some cool merch, and getting the word out in our community up in Boulder. I hope that they're moving the needle. I hope that we're moving the needle, but it's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. These are the kinds of institutional problems that take years to tell us if anything is improving. And I think looking at the data is beneficial, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how to fix it.
How do we interrupt the processes by which these systems are reinforced? Like, in any way we can. How do we quite literally block the roads where possible? There's people just go out there, put up a few planners, but I don't have a car. How am I going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, in Denver, someone was arrested for painting a crosswalk that was a legally mandated crosswalk. It had just faded away, and they arrested him.
Oh, yeah, and then the state here, they just made it... there. We had a Black Lives Matter crosswalk, which is like performative whiteness at its best anyway, right? We had a Black Lives Matter crosswalk, and then there's a couple of gay ones where the gay bars are. And it's like, okay, cool. There's like one block that's gay in all of Austin, Texas. And there's a little crosswalk. And the governor was like, you can't do that. So they basically made it against the law to have non-standard crosswalks.
If you want the street to be gay, you got to make the whole street gay. You can't have a gay crosswalk. You got to have a gay street system.
I would argue that this whole street system is pretty gay. I was in Denver with Lucas, and he said like, oh, man, gay people are better than straight people. And I said, that's not true. All the gay people I know are completely insufferable. and it's...
Ben looks in the mirror a lot.
It's true, man. It's true. Who am I? I have three... Okay, so that was my first... note on today's pod, White Lion Foundation.
Yeah, shout out White Lion Foundation. Go check them out. Go play with their mapping tool. Let us know what you like about it and maybe what you would have us prioritize for our death map. And yeah, if you like their stuff, go buy a cup or something or coffee or whatever.
I mean, if you actually are an urban planner or an engineer or a city worker and you use any of... I don't know if anybody at all uses the website for any reason. I'd love to know why or even how.
Even if it's erotic, even if it's an erotic purpose.
If you are involved in this process by which the streets are kept to be a shithole, let us know how we can help you make a difference. Because that's really what we're after, is to take back the streets. We'd love to not get caught up in too much bureaucracy. We have too much gooning to do, but we do want to help. We do want to help, and we have the means to make cool things happen. So
yeah, hit us up, lucas@roadway.report, ben@roadway.report. Let us know what you're thinking and how we can do different or better than these other organizations that are also mired in the struggle. Mired in the struggle.
I'm mired in these three notes I've got. You choose which one you want to do first. Tesla mogged by sex-electric joyride, recumbent skis update, or death of a sales goon.
I think let's go from the top. I want to hear about the Tesla getting mogged by a superior electric vehicle, or is it like an e-bike? What's the scoop?
So I'm walking around in downtown Austin yesterday, and the whole drag is closed. Not the drag, but Congress itself is shut down. So there's no traffic on a pretty decent chunk of Congress north of Cesar Chavez. And in a perfect world, right, like on Sundays, we would close down this strip because it's got this beautiful sight line right up to the Capitol building. Ideally, it would be full of people on the weekends and like full of life and beauty and the joy of living. But instead, it is full of cars and a bike lane that is... so fucking dangerous.
It's a gutter. It's a street gutter over there. Yeah.
So it's an abject fucking shithole. The government should be fucking ashamed of themselves. They should probably just fucking kill themselves. Do us all a fucking favor. Anyway,
you're keeping our bleep guy nice and employed there.
No, but it's like, so this is a drag that is like begging to be pedestrianized. It's the fucking center of town. It's constantly full of people. And it's like people get injured there once a month, right? It
yes,
sucks.
But where will I park?
But no, so they've closed it off so Rivian can do an event marketing stunt where they have like 1,000 pounds of asphalt and they've built like a little mountain of tar on the strip. And then they've got, you can go and you can get in the electric vehicle with its fucking four-wheel drive and like go up the tar pit and then ride back down, and it's called the Electric Joyride. And so this is like a sight to see. You know, they've closed the whole street so these fucking idiots can have their brand moment, right? And Tesla is having its brand moment like 3 blocks down. But instead of the Electric Joyride, it's like just one cyber taxi and then like a humanoid robot. And it's it's just they're being so like woefully outdone.
Yeah, they're being four-wheel. They're being masculinity mogged. They're being four-wheel drive mogged. Yeah,
clavicular mogged.
Pour one out for clavicular for getting frame mogged. For any of our older listeners, I'm sorry.
No, so I saw the dick sucking robot. I saw Tesla get frame mogged at South by Southwest. Okay. Recumbent skis. Turns out that recumbent skis are not skis. It's a bike.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, you sit in it and you have to propel yourself forward somehow.
I thought it was like skis that you had a chair on. You put a chair on some skis.
Not all people have to be in chairs, Ben.
It makes so much more fucking sense why that guy's dad died.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was on a bike. He wasn't on a mountain.
You do deserve to die if you're on a bike.
That's true. I need a dollar. I need that 43 cents. That I get from sharing each individual death map dollar. Mm-hmm.
And the government that we have to compensate.
Okay, death of a sales goon.
Yeah, hit me.
There's not actually anything. There's not anything
there. You
just
liked that. Arthur Miller? So, a goon from the bridge?
A Midsummer Night's goon.
Not Arthur Miller, but... The Goonable, the Crusagoon.
Oh, there's so much there. There's a gold mine waiting to be
exploited. Yeah, there's a gold mine waiting to be mined.
Oh, you ever see that Bruce Willis movie, Goonhard?
How about the Aaron Sorkin, A Few Goon Men?
A Few Good Goon.
I got a message from a member of the Gooner Army, actually, the other day.
Shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. We don't have fans.
Yeah, we do. And listener, you're not alone out there. But he reached out. He was playing some Pokemon, and this character jumped out to battle him called Biker Goon. And he said, thank you. Those goons were nothing but bad trouble. But I wouldn't want to see goons like those bikers here again. And in the Pokemon, it's like a, you know, it's like a biker, like a biker gang biker, you know,
I know the exact goon.
Big Bog Hoss. But he saw Gooner and Biker in the same frame on Pokemon Leaf Green, and he wanted to shout us out, so.
That's so sick.
So thanks, Harry.
No, it's good. I hope everyone's well. We still know all their fans by name. Harry, Xander, Tyler, we love you guys.
Carlito, Rebecca.
Yeah, if you're out there, we love you. If you want us to smell you, we can.
And we will.
Death of a sales goon.
An enemy of the gooners, a gooner of the people.
The goon, Moby Goon.
The goon, the bad, the ugly. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that was on my list today was oink for it, piggy, oink, oink, oink. Because that's rule number three.
I have a good one. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater Goon.
Nice. Pro Gooner 2.
It's like, yeah, it's the 2. The goon is the 2.
Mm-hmm. Nice. 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 Because, ooh, we got some rhyming action there. The only thing on my list is that the gas prices are going up, so vehicle miles traveled are going to go down, which is... good for us and it's bad for us, right? It's good for us in a real sense, and it's bad for us in a satirical sense, because we gotta keep people mowing down. That's why we're selling out. That's why we're partnering with Toyota and Anheuser-Busch for the first drunk drive-a-thon.
We are partnering with Coors Light and Subaru to bring you the first annual lesbian drunk drive-off.
Honestly, we should host a lesbian drunk drive-off. That's brand aligned.
That is brand aligned. A drunk drive-a-thon. Actually, you know what I was thinking yesterday as I drank? I wanted to go out a little bit yesterday, right? But no one wants to pay for drinks downtown during South by Southwest.
Because is it like $400 for a beer or something?
Yeah, exactly. It's you got to pay to get in the door to like all the bars you normally go to. So the whole thing's a hassle. So naturally, I go to my bodega. I buy the strongest fucking beer in there that's not a Four Loko. And I'm like, I've got the scooter reserved. So I've got to, I like buy the beer. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to like crush this and get on this scooter. And I've got the scooter reserved. So like the clock is ticking. And my bodega guy like steps outside to like catch a breath of fresh air, and he like sees me and he's like judging me as I'm trying to drink this extremely strong beer as fast as I can and then get on an electric scooter. And I was thinking, fuck, we should have a race where you've got to pound a Four Loko and then get across town on a rental scooter. And we can have like as many people participate as they want. And we can do like a Lime Alley Cat. A drunken Lime Alley Cat race.
So I'm hearing the haters in my head, and they're saying, but won't people die? Isn't that like the opposite of what you guys are trying to do?
Right, but it's what we're trying to do.
We're trying to make the streets a place where people can be free, not caged and in the threat of death at every moment.
I think we could do it. I feel like if we did it once, we might get in trouble. Just because it's specifically like advertised as a drunk scoot off.
Is there a way to do it that like, does it defeat the purpose if we like do it in the park? And we like, maybe we build some obstacles and we truly just focus on the drunk scooting part of it, and we do take away the murderous element, because if we organize something like that, someone could die.
Well, that's part of the fun. But I see what you mean. It's like we could have a drunk scoot off on a closed course and then no one could die, and that would be better, and that would kind of get the point across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if we surrounded it with other sorts of pieces of discussion and other events, free booze, it would move the needle. And I just don't want to be culpable for someone getting obliterated. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm in a race, I'm gonna ride hard. I'm gonna throw my body on the line.
The scooter only goes 13 miles an hour.
Right. So, we know that the scooter is not the dangerous element. The dangerous element is the car.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm saying if we truly sanction an event where people are riding scooters as fast as they can in an inebriated state across the city full of piggies in their Subarus.
I don't care. I think you can do anything now. I'm pretty sure the laws are over. I'm pretty sure we're done with those. It's more like jazz now. It's more like a vibes-based jazz sort of situation.
Governance, jazz governance.
No one fucking cares.
Yeah, unless you're...
Look at it every day.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
This whole, you can just smoke weed every day. No one cares.
The only law is like, don't be Hispanic.
Yeah, that's true. They will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
It's vibes-based governance for the white and wealthy, and oppressive fascism for the rest of the world, which is why, listener, you're here listening to this podcast, learning concrete steps you can take to take back the streets.
Here's the thing. It's like, I don't want to die. B, I don't want to go to jail, even if I want to build like a little garden in the middle of the road. They really twist your arm about it. You know, it's like we really have very little control over these processes, like as individuals. We can only achieve outcomes through collective effort. That's what taking back the streets is.
Amen, brother. Until all of the workers of the world hold hands in a chain and stand and block the roads. I don't know what to do. I don't know what is concrete action we can take. Maybe a drunk drive-a-thon, a drunk scoot-a-thon is an
take
actionable step.
But I like the vibe of, like, fuck it. Let's have some fun. I mean, you see people swimming in the city, you could say, and it's like, it's inherently an act of resistance to enjoy our public spaces. And then when you see somebody who's like really fucking vibing,
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful thing.
It does your heart good.
When you see someone on a fixie really going at it.
Yeah. All I wanna do is have some fun. Please don't run over my only son.
All I wanna do is sit and goof. I won't be stopping anytime soon. So bust a goof.
Well, on that note, listener, thank you for tuning into another installment of Are You Into Bus Stuff, the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic. I'm Lucas Riley, and we're going to keep making this this broadcast. I don't care what Nick says. Now that we officially have a family member that's like, you guys need to stop, I feel like that's a sign that we're doing something right. I think that's a sign that we're succeeding.
No, we're not succeeding at anything. Let's be clear, yeah, clear about one thing. Sorry, I just wanted to really riff on... that goon bit. I was really liking that Forrest goon fellas. It's a Wonderful Goon. Silence of the Goon.
White Men Can't Goon.
That's pretty good. The Lion Goon.
Goon Runnings or Cool Goonings.
Oh, how about this Gooner? But it's Wally.
Nice. That's a good one. They already have the Goonies. They did that one for us.
The Gooners, right. Goon Will Hunting.
All right. Well, be safe out there. Send us your favorite goon puns on movie and film titles, play titles. And be safe out there.
To Goon a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. I think on that note, I'm signing off. Ta-ta for now, listener.
You can't stop podcasting.
Yeah. Yes, I can.
You cannot stop podcasting. As Sergeant of the Gooner Army. Gooners, do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? Do you wanna be free? Gooners. Do you wanna be free? Do you want the streets? Are we taking back the streets? Are you gonna goon with me? Are you gonna goon with me? Are we gonna be free? Are you gonna goon with me? Are we taking back the streets? Are we gonna be free? Are you gonna goon with me? Are you gonna
hit me with your car? Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car. Drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Baby.